Hello,
and welcome back to episode 4 of Keeping Up with the Constitution, a podcast hosted by the committee members of the University of Malaya Consti team, bringing you a simple dissection of the Malaysian Constitution. My name is Shamrin Daniel, but you may call me Sham. I am your host for today. Today's topic is a very interesting and heavily debated one. The topic is Malaysia an Islamic or secular state? Malaysia is a country which is known for its pluralistic society. This is because of the many races, cultures and religions that make up our society. Therefore, the federal constitution has been drafted to reflect this spirit. This is evident in Article 3, Clause 1 of the federal constitution, which provides that Islam is the religion of the federation, but all other religions may be practiced in peace and harmony. Although it has declared Islam as a religion of the federation, its effect remains highly disputed. This is because, unlike many other countries such as India and Turkey, where the word secular is clearly stated in their constitutions, Malaysia is different, as the constitution does not mention the secular identity of the state, nor does the phrase Islamic State pop up anywhere in our constitution as well. As a result, the nature of the federal constitution on this matter in particular is unfortunately unclear. Therefore, in this episode, we will take a look at the points from both sides of the divide in the context of the federal constitution, and hopefully, we will be able to come to a conclusion by the end of today's episode. First, let's take a look at the aspects of our constitution which support the argument that Malaysia is a secular state. Secularism revolves around a concept that the state, the law, and the public institutions must be neutral towards different religions and beliefs at all times. To put it simply, secularism promotes a separation between religion and the state. The main aspect that can be scrutinized to identify the secular elements of the federal constitution is the people's freedom to profess and practice their religion. This right is provided for under Article 11, Clause 1 of the constitution. In Malaysia, every individual has the liberty to practice their religion, with the exception that it does not cause harm to the society. This provision reflects the principles of a secular state where its citizens are guaranteed freedom to profess their religion however they please, so long as it does not bring harm or threaten other members of the society. The liberty to practice one's religion mirrors the secularism and religious freedom in other secular states such as India, where the country had included the word secular in its constitution in the year 1976. Therefore, in this aspect, it can be observed that the principle of secularism is present in the constitution. Another aspect that illustrates secularism is the fact that the supreme law of the land in Malaysia is the federal constitution and not Islamic law or Sharia law. This is shown in the case of Che Omar Che So against public prosecutor, where the federal court held that Islamic law is not the law of the land and it applies only and exclusively to Muslims in certain areas. The explicit statement that the constitution is the supreme law of the land ensures that the citizens are not subjected to religious laws that they do not conform with. On the other hand, there are several aspects of the constitution which may serve as a basis for the argument that Malaysia is an Islamic state. The main argument put forth by those who are in favour of this idea is that Article 3, Clause 1 of the Constitution states that Islam is a religion of the Federation, and this provision supposedly makes Malaysia an Islamic state. The implication of adopting Islam as a religion of the Federation is that Malaysia is not a full-fledged secular state. It also allows government support for the religion of Islam, and the government is not required to maintain neutrality between religions in this country. This adoption is the route which allows the federal constitution and Malaysian law to have Islamic aspects in it. Furthermore, under Article 11, every person has the right to profess and practice his or her religion. However, the right to propagate a religion is subject to Clause 4 of Article 11. Article 11, Clause 4 gives the power to Parliament and the state legislature to make law to control or restrict the propagation of any religious doctrine or belief among Muslims. The position of Islam in our legal system is further strengthened by Article 121, Clause 1A of the Federal Constitution, which provides that the civil courts may not interfere with the jurisdiction of the Sharia courts. This jurisdiction has placed the Sharia courts on equal constitutional footing with the civil courts. It should be noted, however, that it is only when some jurisdiction is expressly conferred by state law on the Sharia court that Article 121, Clause 1A would apply to exclude the jurisdiction of the High Court and the subordinate courts on that matter. In conclusion, there is no definite answer to the question of whether Malaysia is a secular or an Islamic state, despite the ambiguity. From our discussion today, we can conclude that it is undeniable that there are principles of a secular state and elements of an Islamic state present in our constitution. Malaysia can be said to practice a hybrid legal system in which it is neither fully secular nor fully Islamic. Before I sign off, allow me to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite books on constitutional law. The book is titled Document of Destiny, and it was written by renowned legal scholar and beloved member of the UM Law Faculty, Dato Emeritus Professor Dr. Syed Salim Farooqi. He said in that book that Malaysian society is and is likely to remain a cultural mosaic. Islam in Malaysia will continue to coexist with modernity, with Malay adat, and with the dominant American and European culture that shapes our worldview, our thinking processes, and our framework assumptions. That's all for today, and always remember, the Constitution is supreme, Parliament is not. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed today's discussion on whether Malaysia is an Islamic state or otherwise. That is all for now. Thank you. My name is Shamrin Daniel, and this has been episode 4 of Keeping Up with the Constitution.